Getting prepared for the rapture. Prophetic messages are coming in from all over the world that the people of God must get prepared for the Lord's return. Through visions, prophecies, visitations, and signs, Jesus has given many warnings to the world that there was little time left. But few listened and got ready. Therefore, when the Lord does come, few will be ready. And most people, even most Christians, will be left behind. Some prophetic visions even showed entire congregations left behind, where not even one member was taken, except the children. Many Christians will be bewildered when they find themselves left behind. They won't believe that it has happened to them. Many churches are not getting their congregations ready for the rapture. The topics of the rapture, end times, and the tribulation were seldom covered in their sermons, and many of the church members knew very little about the subject. For this reason, there will be great anger against pastors and church leaders by the Christians who are left behind. They will be blamed for not getting their members ready. And in the churches, it was very fun and entertaining. And many Christians were celebrating while they should have been repenting. The preaching just did not lead them to sorrowful repentance. It is not easy to be raptured. Like Queen Esther's preparation, it took serious time and dedication to prepare her for the wedding. To be ready for Jesus, it takes complete surrender and obedience to Jesus Christ. Daily repentance and cleansing is needed to prepare oneself for seeing the Lord. You must diligently ask the Lord if there is anything in your life that needs to be changed. Don't just assume that you're ready, but pray and find out. In the book of Matthew, Jesus said, "Anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Picking up your cross means surrendering your life to God, and this is necessary for being the bride of Christ. The rapture will separate those who knew the Lord in spirit and truth from those who knew the Lord just by tradition and form. The whole world is going to see who the pretenders are. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, Jesus said, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" After the trumpet call, it will be too late to repent. Many will try in vain, saying that they are sorry and pleading Jesus to take them. But it will be futile. Jesus has said over and over again, he can only take those who are ready and living holy into his kingdom. The time to repent is now, not later. Those not raptured will unfortunately go through the Great Tribulation. About the Great Tribulation, Jesus said, "For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again." The Great Tribulation will be a time of persecution. As Jesus said, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me." It will be a time of falling away. As Jesus said, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." It will be a time of war and devastation, where nation will rise up against nation. It will be a time of scarcity and want. In the book of Revelations, it tells us that it will take an entire day's wages just to earn enough food for that one day. In the Great Tribulation, there will be a rapid breakdown in social order, and chaos will spread worldwide, because many evil spirits who were bound up will be released upon the earth. It will be every man for himself. The Great Tribulation should be avoided at all costs. So how do we get ready now? What should we do to prepare? Jesus is coming back for a beautiful, pure, and holy bride. As the book of Ephesians states, he is looking for a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Jesus is not coming back for a whore who is married to the world. In the book Heaven Is So Real by Chu Thomas, Jesus stated that only the pure and obedient will be taken. By being pure, it means keeping oneself free from addictions, lusts, and all kinds of worldly passions. And by being obedient, it means obeying what God's word tells us to do. As Jesus said, "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Those who want to be ready for Jesus must put Jesus first in everything in their life. Nothing else must have a higher priority than Jesus. And we must remember what it says in Hebrews chapter 12. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. This verse from Jesus, found in Matthew chapter 5, is seldom mentioned in church. It reads, "Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, if you're not at least doing what they were doing in obeying God's commandments, you won't be ready." The Word of God makes it clear. It is hard to enter the kingdom of God. If you're sleeping around with your girlfriend or boyfriend, you won't be ready. If you're secretly watching pornography, you won't be ready. If you're worldly or lukewarm, you won't be ready. If you're holding hatred or unforgiveness in your heart. You won't be ready. If you're committing any form of idolatry, praying to statues, or praying to saints, you won't be ready. If you're desecrating the Lord's Day and not keeping His day holy, if you're doing your work or conducting business on His day, you won't be ready. And remember the parable of the foolish virgins. If your lamps are not full of oil and burning brightly, you won't be ready. If you're a Christian who has lost their salt, living like the rest of the world, you won't be ready. Another important issue is money. It costs money for charity and to get the gospel out. But many Christians are neglecting tithes and offerings. As a result, there are many people around the world that are never hearing the gospel because people and resources are not being sent out. And that is costing souls. Also, there are many people dying around the world because some Christians are not giving of their money. If you're stealing the Lord's tithes and offerings, you won't be ready. Let's look at the parable of the great banquet from Luke chapter 14. In this parable by Jesus, we see that there were three reasons that the people were not ready for the banquet. Let's read. A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent out his servant to tell those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said, "I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me." Another one said, "I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me." Still another said, "I just got married, so I can't come." The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became very angry and ordered his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." "Sir," the servant said, "what you ordered has been done, but there is still room." Then the master told his servant, "Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet." So what were the three reasons people did not come? Reason number one, the field. In other words, my property. My stuff is more important than your banquet. Reason number two, my oxen. In other words, my job. I'm too busy with my career to care about your banquet. And reason number three, my wife. In other words, my relationships. My wife, family, and friends are more important than your banquet. And for these very reasons, many people will miss the great banquet of Jesus, the wedding of the Lamb. To be ready for the rapture, you must not fall spiritually asleep in the last moments. As Jesus said, "It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing his work when he returns." Stay focused on Jesus and don't get distracted in the last moments. There are thousands of distractions that can cause you not to be ready. And don't fall into temptation and compromise with sin in the last moments. As Jesus said, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." And remember Lot's wife, who was leaving Sodom. Lot's wife was almost free. She almost escaped. But in the last moments, she turned back to Sodom and died. Don't be like her. In the moments before the Lord's return, don't turn back to the world. Don't give up during the final lap of the race. Stay in prayer in the last moments. As Jesus warned us in Luke chapter 21, "Watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man." And don't neglect your calling. As Jesus said, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Jesus is a God of great passion, and we must never neglect or ignore his passion. What is he so passionate about? Jesus desperately wants souls saved from hell. His heart breaks for every lost soul that perishes, and he has done everything he can to save people. But if we ignore this desire of his and don't bother to witness to the lost, then we are snubbing his passion. Each Christian should be doing their part to build the kingdom of God. The wedding supper of the Lamb will be the best celebration in heaven, but the worst time on earth. It is a party that no Christian should miss. Many people have tried to predict dates for the Lord's return, but these predictions haven't come true. Scripture makes it clear that no one knows the day or the hour. And many of today's prophets have asked the Lord the time of his return, but he has not given them a date. Jesus said he would come back like a thief in the night, and at an hour when people do not expect him. This verse from Revelation 16 states, "Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed." Currently, the Lord restrains much evil from ever happening on the earth. After Jesus takes away his bride, the Lord's hand of restraint will be removed. This verse from 2 Thessalonians explains how this will happen. It reads, "For this lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way." when the bride of Christ is gone, and the Lord's hand of restraint is taken out of the way, the world will quickly plunge into darkness. The book of Revelations warns us about the rise of the Antichrist and the mark of the beast, 666. It will be much harder to follow God after the rapture, because during the tribulation, following God will cost people their lives. As it says in Revelations 13:7, He, the beast, was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. Many will be tortured to receive the mark of the beast, 666. And many people will be killed for refusing it. But refusing the mark of the beast, 666, will be absolutely critical if someone is to be saved, because there is no forgiveness and no second chances for anyone who takes the mark of the beast, 666, on their hand or on their forehead. They belong to the beast, not God, and they will be sent to hell. It will be a time of great betrayal. As Jesus said in the book of Matthew, brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Staying faithful to God in this difficult hour will be critical for one's salvation. And during the tribulation, God's wrath is poured out upon the earth. The world is judged for all the evil that it has committed. And this causes worldwide havoc and devastation. Many lives will be lost, and there will be great suffering. How bad is it? Jesus said that unless those days were shortened, no one would survive. And many of the people who are ignoring God's warning today will be the same ones cursing God when his judgments come upon the earth. And most Christians will come out of the Great Tribulation, as we can see from the book of Revelations, chapter 7. And it reads, after this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And there are thrones prepared for those who faithfully make it through the great tribulation. Let's read from Revelations chapter 20. I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So, with all this said, what do we need to do? Get prepared and ready for the Lord's return.